This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The UN Security Council is expected to focus a meeting on a Tuesday on the killings of civilians in Ukraine in a special session that will include briefings from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths, as well as an address via remote video link by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukraine Foreign Ministry Dmytro Kuleba said late Monday he discussed the civilian killings with the Secretary General, including the situation in Bucha, a suburb of Ukraine's capital where alleged atrocities committed by Russian troops have been discovered in recent days. From his Twitter account, Kuleba said Ukraine will use all available mechanisms to collect evidence to, in his words, hold Russian war criminals to account. Moscow has denied accusations of killing civilians in Bucha, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov characterizing the scenes as stage-managed anti-Russian provocation. UN ambassador said he would provide factual evidence regarding that characterization at Tuesday's Security Council meeting. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military reports Russian forces are preparing for a new attack in Ukraine's southeast. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's government is pouring soldiers into Ukraine's east to gain control of the industrial heartland known as the Donbas. That follows a Russian withdrawal from towns around the capital Kiev, which led to the discovery of corpses, prompting accusations of war crimes and demands for tougher sanctions on Moscow. The Ukrainian General's staff says Putin's forces are focused on seizing the cities in two regions controlled by Russian-backed separatists and the Black Sea port of Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama returns to the White House later Friday to celebrate the anniversary of his landmark Health Care Act and help push for more health care coverage for the uninsured. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
The Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is now a key component of the American healthcare system, and President Biden is hoping to extend its reach. Today, he and Obama marked the 12th anniversary of its passage.
This law is helping millions of Americans. And in the coming years, it will help millions more.
But if Democrats in Congress don't pass a version of Biden's social spending bill, his plans for enhanced financial assistance for people buying Obamacare coverage will expire at the end of this year. The resulting higher premiums would likely cause people to drop out of the health care program and increase the nation's uninsured population. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Peru's President Pedro Castillo has imposed a curfew in the capital, Lima, to quell the growing wave of violent protests over soaring fuel prices there. President Castillo announced the curfew in a nationally televised speech late Monday, just before midnight local time, saying it would take effect beginning at 2 a.m. Tuesday and last until 11:59 p.m. Tuesday. The curfew was announced just hours after officials in Lima ordered schools to shut down for a second consecutive day due to mass protests by transport workers. Authorities said workers blocked several major highways on Monday in 12 regions, including areas of the capital, keeping thousands of Peruvians from getting to their jobs. The protests in other areas of the Andes over the past week have provoked other clashes with police that have left four dead, including a child. Castillo has tried a number of measures in response to the rising prices, including a 10% increase of the minimum wage, an order to lower most taxes on fuel until June. The unrest is just the latest issue on a list of woes for Castillo, who just survived a second impeachment attempt last month. Police in Hungary say five people were killed and more than 10 injured when a pickup truck crashed into a train in south-central Hungary early Tuesday. A police spokeswoman told the Reuters news agency the accident happened at a crossing in the town of Mindszent. She said the five people in the truck were killed. She said the vehicle was registered in Hungary and was carrying local workers. A state railway company confirmed the accident, saying the train was on its way from Kiskunfelekaza to Hudmezsavashahe when it collided with a truck, derailing a train with 22 train car with 22 passengers. They said the spokesperson said the 10 people on the train were injured, two of them severely. Repeating this hour's top news story, the UN Security Council is expected to focus a special meeting Tuesday on the killings of civilians in Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.